Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin. So this morning we're talking about setting goals that are easier to achieve. Getting the goal set right at the very beginning can be the difference between making things super easy for ourselves or much harder than they need to be. So I was watching a series on Now TV. It turned out to be crap, so I'm stopped watching it. But there was a series at the very beginning, and it's one of my favorite genres. I love sci-fi. I love anything fantasy, anything that really, you know, I have a really active imagination. So something that kind of piques it, my interest in my imagination or piques my imagination's interest, then it's satisfying to me, right? So anyway, I started to watch this series. And what it's about, it's a bit of a comedy. But what it's about is that there's this ship, this spaceship full of people, and they're on a trip around Saturn and back, basically. Now, what happens is when the trajectory for the journey is inputted, the direction is 1% off where it should have been. So the angle of the ship is 1% off where it should have been. And the captain of the ship, who turns out to not actually be a real captain, he's an actor. And the reason that they put him in there was because it was all automated. So the captain's kind of just like a token gesture. So they're like, oh, just we'll put someone in there who's famous and popular just to make people feel at ease. Turns out he actually isn't a proper captain. He's got no idea what he's doing. And he just says, well, it's 1%. Doesn't matter. Like, we'll be fine. We'll come back 1% off. And the co-captain, who is the navigator, says, well, no, absolutely not. Because if you're 1% off at the very beginning, by the time you reach your destination, you're going to be light years away from where you should be. So what that says to me is when we first start a journey, when we first begin a journey, it's so important that the trajectory is correct, because otherwise we're going to be way off where we think we need to be or want, or way off where we really want to be, right? So a question for you listening to this is, on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being hard and 10 being easy, how easy is your goal to achieve at the moment? Think about the goal that you have. How easy is it to achieve? 10 being easy, 1 being hard. And you can start having to think about, what are you doing or not doing that's making it hard? Who are you being that's making it hard? How are you creating that it's hard? Start giving you some insight into what's really going on in there. So I'm going to share 3 pointers with you. Each pointer is a different aspect of goal setting that's going to make things easier. And this comes from, to be honest with you, this comes from years of experience of working with people setting goals and years of working with people who don't achieve their goals. You know, it's all very well. Yes, I have an incredible record as a coach of having people achieve their goals. But it's equally as important for me as a coach that I have experience of people not achieving their goals. Because the more often people don't achieve their goals, the easier it is for me to help them to achieve them, because I know what's in the way. And these are the 3 things that I think you need to know to make achieving your goals easier. So number 1. Set the goal from a place of peace and ease. This is a funny one. We are very focused often, or you are as people, we are as people, are very focused on what the goal is. So the focus really goes into, what is the goal? What is it? What is it that I want to achieve? What is it that I want to create? What do I want to be different? What do I want to have? What do I want to not have? What do I tolerate? What am I not willing to tolerate? So it's the what. Nothing wrong with that. That's an important part of it. You've got to know that, right, in order to know what the goal is. But the most important part of that is when. When someone comes to me and they're struggling to achieve a goal, I would put my money on the main issue being when they set it. So when people come to me, they'll say, this is my goal and I'm not achieving it and I want you to help me achieve it in whatever sense. My question to them is often, when did you set this? What was occurring? What was going on for you? What was happening? And more often than not, the goal was set from a place of reaction, stress, insecurity, fear. And if that's the case, it's not to make that wrong, because I think that can often be an incredibly powerful place to set a goal from. And we have to bring things down, slow down, relax, and see through that. Because if we don't, if our goal is only set from the attachment of an emotion, and by that I mean, you know, we set a goal based on a reactivity, on a strong emotion, something we don't want, something we don't like about ourselves, something we just get, throw our papers in the air, we're just fed up with this, this has got to change. That can be a start of something. But unless we really slow down and understand the reasons, which is kind of, we're going to come on to number two in a minute, the reasons behind the goal, truly the reasons behind the goal, then it's going to be difficult to achieve. And the reason that a lot of that happens, the reason that happens and the reason why it's difficult is because when we set it from an emotional place, when we're attached to this strong emotion of, I don't want this and I'm ready, let's go, let's hit it, let's smash it, I'm not going to feel crap about myself ever again. When that's present, it's fine, right? Because the emotion is there, therefore so is the will and the attachment to the goal. The problem is when the emotion isn't there, when the emotion's gone, often we've had a long week, we relax on a Friday night and there's party time and there's beers and wines and chocolates and all the sort of stuff around us, maybe that kind of like maybe, what's the word I'm looking for? Distract us from our goal. When we relax and that emotion isn't there, the reason for the goal isn't there, then it's very difficult to stay on track because we're not even going to think about it. And this is often what happens when you see people like yo-yoing with their actions and their commitments. It's because they've set their goal for an emotional reactive place. And that's where it stayed. So here's an alternative. When you set your goal, and if it is from an emotional reactive place, that's fine. Slow down. Take some time. Create some time to relax, to slow down, to calm the body, to calm the nervous system, to calm the mind. However long it takes to do that, sometimes it can take 10 minutes, sometimes it might take half a day. I don't care how long it takes. This is your life. It's important. Slow down enough so that when you're in that calm place, you can readdress. You can connect with your goal from a place of calmness and honesty. Therefore, what will happen is you will have integrity. There's a distinction between commitment and compliance. If we set our goal from an emotional reactive place and that's where it stays, we will force ourselves to achieve that goal and we will be reliant on compliance. Compliance, compliance, compliance. And that is rigid and it's stressful and we judge ourselves when we don't comply. Commitment, however, occurs when we are more deeply connected and aligned with what it is that we want to achieve, the goal that we want to achieve. Alignment for me is another word for commitment. That is where you're going to get your power. So that brings me beautifully onto number two. Connect with why, right? So when you slow down and you create some peace, the mind settles, the body settles, the nervous system settles, you're not reactive. You want to slow down and look at why do you want to achieve the goal? Why do you want to achieve that goal? And there are two parts to this, right? It's really important that you spend time letting this in. The more you let this in, It's going to go from a head, mind, reactive, kind of fear-based space to an embodied space. And when you embody your goal, when you embody the reason why, it's part of you. It becomes a part of you. So you don't forget it. It's not like it's there 1 second and it's not another. It's like it's part of you. I'm gonna share more about that in a minute. There are two parts to this, right? And this, you can do this activity, you can write this down. In fact, do this activity, definitely write it down. This is gonna be super helpful for you. Once you've got your goal, you've slowed down, you gotta think about what your goal is. Ask yourself, what happens if you don't achieve this? What happens if you don't achieve this goal? What happens if you don't make it happen? What happens if you don't take the actions that are required? What happens if nothing changes and it stays the same? And go into detail. I think this is one of the parts of goal setting that we often either avoid or don't get to. We don't even know about it. And it's so important. Imagine this, right? You go to the doctor. And I don't know if that's thing subjectively. I've been to the doctor in years, but let's say, okay, I went once, I tore a muscle in my shoulder. And it really hurt. Really, one of the most painful things I've ever experienced. So I went to the doctor and I wanted some help. First thing that he did was poke around, right? He's poking around. And he was like, does it hurt there? No. Does it hurt there? No. Does it hurt there? Ah, yeah, it really hurts there. And he was poking around for the pain. It's necessary sometimes, if I'm in my experience, to create some pain and deeply connect with it to help us diagnose and help us be connected with why we want to change it. So if the doctor hadn't had a poke around, he wouldn't have known where to refer me. He wouldn't have known how to help me. He'd have just been guessing, right? And him poking around gave me an understanding of, oh, this is what's wrong. So this is what I need to avoid. And this is what I need to do more of. Straight away, it was helpful. And it's the same with this. Have a look at what happens if you don't change anything. It's like, if I don't change anything, I'm going to continue doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm going to continue complaining about my life. I'm going to continue feeling unhappy about myself. I'm going to continue feeling not good enough. Like whatever it is, it's really important to have an understanding of that. And the second part of that is, what will be different when you achieve your goal? What will be different when you achieve your goal? Or if you are willing to achieve your goal even, what will be different when you achieve that goal, right? Start creating some empowerment. And some, oh, this will be different. And when you've noticed, oh, this will be different, you can go deeper still. What difference will those differences make? Oh, well, I achieved my goal. So mine was always making more money, right, in my business. So if I achieve my goal, oh, I don't have to worry about money. Yeah, great. Don't want to worry about money. Okay, well, what difference will that make? Well, if I'm not worrying about money, then, man, I'll be more present with my son. I'll be more present with my wife. And I won't be stressed and worried. So I'll be having more fun. What difference will that make? If I'm having more fun, I'm definitely more creative. People around me are definitely happier. I'm more courageous and brave when I'm happy. I make bolder decisions. I don't worry so much. And so I started to see like the real value of achieving what I wanted to achieve. And that made a huge difference. Because then when I'm in my business and I'm talking to people about money, knowing the real reason why I'm asking made asking so much easier. In fact, it went from, I don't want to ask because I'm kind of scared to, I can't friggin' wait to ask because it's taking me way closer to what I want. It completely turned it on its head. So go deep into why and what will be different. Once you've done that, don't stop there. remind yourself of it regularly. Remind yourself of it daily if you can. Well, not even if you can. Remind yourself of it daily. It's something I do daily. The human brain is like a computer, right? And same as the body. We wake up, and like we sleep, we put our computer on sleep, don't we? Right? Who turns their computer off? Let's be honest. Well, we should, because it helps it to reset itself. When we wake up from our computer, we put it on sleep, and then we wake up the next day and off it goes. And the programming continues. Same thing with the human brain. But fundamentally, we're talking very basics here. If we want our computer to be capable of more, or to at least even function properly, it needs to reset. It needs to be updated. And it's the same with the human. Every morning is a pivotal time for how we're going to create the rest of the day. You heard about that 1% thing at the beginning of the call, right? Of the live. It's like, at the beginning of a journey, if I'm 1% off, I'm going to be way off when it comes to getting to where I want to get. It's going to be like this, right? Way off. So in the morning, when I remind myself of what is it that I'm creating, what is it that I desire, what are my goals, no matter how I'm feeling, right? We've transcended the idea that how I feel has got anything to do with how I create in my day and who I'm being in my day. We've gone way past that, man. We've walked that line. What is my goal? What are my desires? And what am I creating? From that space, it brings awareness. It reminds us. It creates awareness. And therefore, it completely changes how we are being in our day. Without that, we're going to become subconscious. We're going to become unaware. We're going to create that we've forgotten. We're going to create unimportance. We're going to create that all of the things that we've created in life so far are more important than what it is that we want. So remind yourself daily. Spend some time, create some time to remind yourself. In the train on the way to work, whilst just sitting on the toilet, go and put it on the fridge. Whatever, go and share it with your kids and with your husband or wife. Go and share it. Go and tell them what you're creating with your day. Bring it into your mind and into your body. Have it part of your being. And then it will be so much easier when things get challenging. It will be part of who you are. And there's one more. I love this one. And I'm going to use me as an example because I haven't got permission from any clients to share any particular stories today. And I couldn't think of one that really came to mind for this. Or it's something to do with the time of day, I imagine. Create one simple action. I have talked about this so many times, and I'm going to talk about it again because it's super important. Create one simple action. What we tend to do as human beings is we have our goal, and then we create this kind of scatter approach, and we have dozens of things that we do. It's like, right, life has changed from this moment so much that I'm doing 20 things that are going to work towards my goal. So my goal is to lose weight. Therefore, I'm going to be in a calorie deficit. I'm going to train 3 times a week. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to start doing ice cold baths. I'm going to start running around naked in the street because it's good for me. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to be less stressed. I'm going to tell everyone what I think of them, you know, and the list goes on, right? And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, okay, so I'm doing a little bit of this. I'm doing a little bit of that. And it creates this kind of scattered approach. If we have a scattered approach, the mind will become scattered. And that's when we tend to lose our way and we'll revert back to old conditioning. I want to invite you into a completely different way around this. The biggest change in my experience for me around this was when I picked one simple thing. So again, going back to me wanting to make more money in my business. When I first started, and I didn't have any massive direction, this was years ago, I wrote down all the things that I did. So I built a website, I started a Facebook group, I posted on social media, I did free workshops, I invited people into conversation, I did marketing, adverts, networking. I literally did everything I thought I needed to do to make money. So many different things. And what that did was I did lots of different things, but there wasn't enough depth of any one thing in order for it to really make a difference in my life. I made some money, not going to lie, I can't lie about that, but it didn't get me to where I really wanted to get to. So I focused on one thing, And that was purely inviting people into conversation. I'd invite people into conversation. I'd talk to them about their life, talk to them about what they want to be different and what they would love to create in their life. And then I would offer to work with them on it and I would help them and they would get what they wanted. So often they'd come back or they would refer people to me as well. And so what would happen is I literally just spent my whole day inviting people into conversations, talk about their life, talk about what they want to create. And I would help them create it. And I would help them move towards what it was they wanted to create. At the very least, they'd have clarity on where they're stuck now and what needs to be different in order for them to have what they want. So then off they went. I did that day in, day out. And my bank account, money in my bank account just went up so much quicker. And it was the same when I decided at the beginning of this year, actually it wasn't the beginning of this year, being a last year where I thought to myself, I don't want to be a fat dad. Don't. And I've never have been, but I wanted to be a dad that was really in shape so I could stay fit. And then when I looked at it deeper, it was like, well, I want to be able to be flexible and fit and run around with my son so that I'm not. And I've got another son due in another month. It's like, I'm nearly 40 now and he's just going to be born. So it's like, I've really got to look after myself if I want to keep up with him as he grows up. So it's like a massive incentive for me. So one of the things that I said to myself was, in order for me to be fitter, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to lift weights. So I want my body to be strong. I didn't focus on nutrition. I didn't focus on sleep. I didn't focus on drinking more water. I didn't focus on anything else other than going to the gym 3 times a week and lifting weights. And guess what? I got stronger, a lot stronger. And inevitably, subconsciously, that eked over into drinking more water and eating better. But that wasn't my focus. I focused on one thing. And it wasn't until that habit was set that there was no way I was not going to do that. That was a priority above all else. That then I could introduce another thing. And for me, that was boxing, because I've always wanted boxing. So I hired myself a boxing coach. And so now I'm doing both. Right? So I'm still not focused on my diet. I'm still not focused on nutrition. Not that it's bad, but I'm just finding I'm fitter. I'm stronger. I'm leaner. I'm more flexible. I'm focused on one thing at a time, man. The more often that we focus on one thing at a time, the easier it's going to be. The mind loves simplicity. The mind loves simplicity and focus and progression. And if we can progress, that makes us feel good. It has a stay in the game. If we're not progressing, we're regressing. There's no such thing as staying stuck for me. We're progressing or we're regressing. And I don't want to regress. I want to progress. So whatever your goal is, keep it simple and pick one thing. Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you and I'll see you in the next one.